23.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe. It is my pleasure to introduce my next guest. She's a woman with many talents. She's a rapper, dancer, songwriter, actress, just to name a few. And we've seen her serve as a judge for 7 seasons on MTV's America's Best Talent Crew. You've danced and sang along to her hit song, Lip Gloss. And now you'll get a chance to enjoy her in tonight's premiere of Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story, where she'll take on the role of the late Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Like to welcome on the line, Little Mama. How are you today?
I am fantastic, and I am a fan of you. You better go, girl.
Oh, thank you now. Hey, Samir, you got me excited. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for taking time to speak with us, especially on premiere day. I know I'm excited, and everyone has been talking about tonight's premiere. How has the feedback been for you?
Oh, the feedback has been awesome. You know, there's nothing better than, you know, having people support you and show you love and give you, you know, because, you know, a lot of times people separate celebrities from the human.
Right.
And, you know, we're human just like everybody else. We're real people. And, you know, for people to, you know, acknowledge hard work and to acknowledge when you put your energy into something and you give your all and say good job and pat you on the back and tell you to keep going, it feels so good.
I know it definitely has to be. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the movie Crazy Sexy Cool?
Well, in the movie, you will get the story of T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chilli, and how, you know, the music industry affected their personal lives.
Okay.
And how each of their personal lives and individually affected one another as a group, and things like that. You know, the start of their career from Left Eye coming from Philadelphia to Atlanta, and, you know, chasing her music career, and, you know, Chilli being a dancer turned singer in a group, and how Tion went from hairstylist at a, you know, at a beauty parlor, and a dancer, you know, who would just get down at the skating rink and, you know, kind of convert over to singing and having a phenomenal voice, and how the trio went from just being a girl group with hope and aspiration of becoming big and actually being the top-selling female group of all time with money issues and just receiving a $50,000 check from all of that money that they earned and the hardship of a group and, you know, just the stamina that it takes to make it through this industry. I think it's a great story, and, yeah, I think that you guys are going to enjoy it.
Definitely. So we're looking forward to tonight's premiere on VH1. Is this your first acting role?
This is my very first movie. Yes.
Wow, wonderful. Now, how did you prepare for the role of the late Left Eye?
Well, you know, I started by watching, you know, the behind-the-scenes footage of some of the things where they would be on tour and how they interacted with one another at TLC as a group. I also watched the last days of Left Eye. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough to have access to YouTube where I could search all of this, you know, footage that was posted by friends and family from Philadelphia that, you know, came from her early life. It was like a child at a candy store. I was like, oh my God, there's more, there's more, there's more. I want this, I want that. And each time I watch a new video, just when it looked like I was watching the same thing, I always learned something new. There's always a new jewel in the midst of different footage.
Okay. Now, it had to be such a wonderful feeling. Last week I watched Good Morning America, and I heard of you guys talking about the upcoming film. And T-Boz and Chilli, they said once they seen your audition tape, this was it. You were the one. You were the person they had to have for the role. So that had to be such a great feeling.
Oh, my God. And I heard them say that because I didn't know that I was the first one chosen for the movie. I had no idea because I know that it was like the last stages of auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I came really late. But to know that they hadn't even chosen themselves yet, but saw me and instantly fell in love with me for Left Eye, that spoke in volumes in my heart. It really played on my heartstrings, and I am forever honored for this opportunity. I am.
Wonderful. Now, how was the chemistry between castmates Keke Palmer and yourself, along with Drew Sidora?
I'm gonna say that this is God's doing. This is all because of the Heavenly Father. You know. Because there's no way in the world we as people without some type of spirituality would have been able to put this together the right way. You know, I feel like God orchestrated this whole thing because Keke, myself, Drew, Tion, and Chilli, we all have this chemistry that is like a meant to be thing, and that's something that, you know, in the movie we say meant to be MTV, but we never knew how serious it was until after everything was over. We like, wow, this really was meant to be after looking back at how it all came together.
Wonderful. Now, I know we don't have much time, but Imam, and there's so many things to talk about, but what was the most exciting part of the whole process of filming the Crazy Sexy Cool TLC story?
Well, we did 2 weeks pre-production and learning dance moves and how to dance like our characters and perform like our characters and bring that element to the movie. And then the first week of shooting, we did music. We did videos, we did live performances, and that was my favorite thing to shoot because that's where I come alive in performing, and I love it so much. And so to perform their songs and to actually, you know, live out the dream of that's going to be me one day when I'm watching TLC as a kid, like that's going to be me, to actually have it be you through them is weird because it's like, you know, it's going to be you because you're going to be doing your own song.
Right.
But for it to actually be you because you're singing their songs and you're recreating it, that's like that's a metaphor, and that too spoke in volumes, and made me feel like overjoyed.
Definitely. Well, are there any other projects or upcoming music that you're working on? And I have to say that you are such a mature and sophisticated, inspiring young woman. So I definitely want to commend you for that, especially because I know it's difficult in this industry. Do you have any upcoming projects or anything going on that you'd like your fans to know about?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm working on my music right now, and it's almost like a diary because of all the things that I've been through between coming out with Lip Gloss and now. You know, you would think with Lip Gloss is a fairy tale story, but I've really been through some ups and downs, and through my peaks and valleys, I've been able to, I'm fortunate enough to remember my story in its entirety, and so I want to share that through music, and one day, hopefully through film, and, you know, continue to do movies, continue to do music, and whatever else I put my mind and my heart to, I'm hoping that God gives me the opportunity for it to come to pass and share it with the world.
Wonderful. Well, I want to wish you luck on your future endeavors, and we look forward to seeing you and the cast and the role for tonight's movie premiere, Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story, and just want to encourage everyone to tune in, and let's make it the most viewed premiere of all time. So definitely want to encourage everyone to check out the story, the premiere tonight. And how can fans, before we go, how can fans and your followers keep updated with your latest projects and ventures?
Well, you know, just follow me on Instagram. I'm I am Lil Mama. That's IAMLILMAMA on Instagram. And on Twitter, I'm at Lil Mama. That's at LILMAMA. You can follow me right now. I'm posting, I'm tweeting about the movie that's going to come out tonight at 9 p.m. The TLC, the Crazy Sexy Cool TLC story. It's exclusive on VH1. So make sure you tune in to VH1 and watch tonight. It's a phenomenal story. And I can't wait for you guys to witness this and enjoy this movie.
We will be tuned in. And once again, I want to thank you for taking time. Wish you luck on your future endeavors. And thank you. And keep up the great work. And we'll see you tonight on VH1.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.